Okay. I don't know. Do you guys want to do like a top three tonight? Do you want to do... that's what he said. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We could do like more, we could talk about cartoons more.
Yeah.
I just think we should do it as fast as possible because I don't want to be here all night.
Yeah.
I mean, guys, no. We definitely haven't talked enough 80s cartoons. So.
Well, I mean, I don't really care. Like, let's
just. Who gives a shit about 80s cartoons?
No, we could. I mean, I don't know. What else could we talk about?
We could talk about getting back to playing Warmind. You know.
Well, let's talk about who gives a fucking shit.
All right. Let's do it. Hey everybody, and welcome to the Fire Team DTP episode 98, guys. What is happening? Oh boy,
Jesus!
Dad Tells Podcast.
I think I found our new theme song.
Still can't say it.
Yeah. What's that, Kev?
Our new theme song.
What's that?
BTS, Fake Love.
All right.
BTS Fake Love.
I have to look that up.
Let's take it. Let's. Yeah.
I put it in the chat for you.
Okay. Yeah, I know those kids were they were causing quite the stir on the old Billboard Awards.
I have no idea what they're saying, but they're pretty good.
All right. There's like 15 of them, right?
Yeah. they on took screen up like, right now, I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I see 7 on the screen right now.
Ooh, you know, that's going to be a problem. Once that money starts rolling in, they start to have, see they're going to have to split it 7 ways. They're going to start kicking people out of the
band. But I'm the Chinese rapper. I should get more money.
That's what happened with our show. We used to be like 18 people on this show. We just started kicking them off.
Yeah.
Kev, what's going on? I thought I'd ask you because you were taking a drink.
Sorry, you caught me in the middle of a sip of water.
What's happening?
Not much. Busy day. Cut the lawn. I swear my grass grows faster and faster every year.
Well, it's only rained like 3 feet worth of water this week, so.
True. You know what sucks too is my
northeast.
Yeah, my main yard is basically my septic, so it's like always not wet, but it's always like moist. So the grass just goes like in 3 days, it's 4 feet long. Pain in the ass.
I know. It's all that shit in your front yard to get your grass grows.
Shit everywhere. I do have a couple fun facts.
Lay them on me, buddy.
I don't know, buddy. We don't have time for that. We're trying to escalate this protocol,
you know what?
After the show.
Let me talk here, okay? This is my segment. Ooh, quiet.
Jesus.
All right. So a couple cats and dogs fun facts.
Okay.
So cats headbutt people because they make them feel safe.
Okay.
Okay.
I've never been headbutted by a cat before. Is that a thing?
No. Yeah, they kind of like headbutt you and like rub their ear.
I've had that.
I'm not dogs. Dogs will sneeze to tell other dogs that they're playing. So when they're playing rough, it doesn't turn into a fight.
I've definitely seen that before.
Yeah. So they start sneezing when they're like playing rough with each other.
I always wonder why my dogs did that. Like, what the fuck? Like, are you allergic to this or what? What's going on? That makes a lot of sense.
And that's about it. Wait.
There's more?
Puppies have 28 teeth, and normal adult dogs have 42.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Fun fact.
I don't think that was really fun, but.
No.
You should have stopped at the two.
All right, I'm done.
You're hanging out with Baroque too much.
I'm sorry.
You should just stop at the first one.
It was a busy day. I had to look up facts real quick. And
you know what?
I found.
It's fine. You know what? You always bring the fire. So, speaking of the fire, Baroque Reaper, what's going on, man?
I don't know if I want to say any jokes today because you guys are dicks.
That hasn't changed in 98 episodes.
No, not really.
No. So, what do you call a row of people lifting mozzarella?
I don't know what.
BTS.
A cheesy pickup line.
All right. I was trying to like relax my face to give you a real reaction. That was good. I liked it.
Not bad.
I'm not gonna say anymore because that made you kind of laugh. And I'm
just I should have stopped. I didn't. So
yeah, I think we've all been there.
take the win.
We should have stopped. Yes. We didn't. 3 kids later.
Yes.
Well, I can't say that. I only got one. All right. So
he's pulling out on his joke. Stu Gatso, what's going on?
So I got a question for you guys.
Sure.
Okay. 98 episodes, right?
That's right.
We got some fun facts. We got some dad jokes. We got the recording and editing. What the hell do I do around here? Am I just a pretty face?
I
think
so.
You're the talent.
You do some sweet, right, sweet raps for the show once every 100 episodes?
That you don't even let us play. Which, by the way, we did play for Moonvault after you got off the call.
Yeah, I don't care. I mean,
you could hit us with some of that awesomeness.
You're the DTP maybe, artist.
Maybe you also do
learning stuff.
You do learning stuff.
Yeah, all right. You know what? We'll learn some things later on tonight.
Do you want to like come up with your own thing? I mean, I don't really have a thing either. Well, I guess I do. But like,
I don't know. I don't give a shit. How about listeners send in some ideas?
There you go.
Justin, you totally have a thing. I know the number of episode, and then you get tongue-tied on saying, welcome to the fire team.
True. I'm JC Jesse, by the way. I forgot to say that. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
I know. If you guys have a thing for Stu Gatso, because he really only does...
Hey, if you got a thing...
Stu's just going to get a billion dick
he really only does learning stuff when we have somebody on. So if you have
a thing... And even then, sporadically.
Yeah, you're lucky. So if you have a thing for him, like that could be just his, that he could have every episode, just write us at Dad's Tales on Twitter. Nope.
You know, maybe just send me where you're from, and I'll find a learning stuff from there.
There you go. How about that?
See?
Sure.
Yeah, you could have
material for a good, 100 more episodes.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, I think that that's a pretty good show for the night. Let's wrap it up and go play video games.
Yeah, I know.
All right, sounds good.
Destiny Reset, they did that. Everybody like would write in where they were from, but they definitely didn't tell them like, oh, where you're from is, if you shit on somebody's feet, that's cool.
Yeah, no.
They didn't do that. So
they were like, oh, the biggest mountain in the state is blah, blah, blah. Like, who gives a shit?
Our gross national product is we drink lots of soda. So, yeah, that has...
A North Dakota handshake occurs in a urinal. that's the kind of stuff that I'm after.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing. So we're not... So don't get upset, people. We're not taking anything away from Destiny Reset. They still have their thing. So yeah, let's fucking get into it, boys.
Hey mister, have you played any video games this week?
I played video games every fucking night, bitch.
Goddamn right. I played video games almost every night, bitch.
Relax, Stu.
Bitch.
I'm sorry.
Alright. Week 2 of Warmind. How you guys feeling?
I'm enjoying it. Like, I actually have a reason to get on and do the weeklies, and I feel like, yeah, I want to go and do stuff because I still haven't tried the new raid layer because there's just no way. I'm, like, my highest character is, like, 63, 62. And, I mean, I even feel there. It's like, I feel accomplished with that, but, I mean, it's a slow grind after you hit the soft cap.
I like a nice slow grind.
340. I don't give a shit.
But also, it's nice to have things to do, and I still haven't found all those data segment things. I'm getting better though. Still, just haven't looked up where to find them. But I'll be walking around. Oh, hey, there's another one. Got another like couple the other night.
Yesterday and today, I had 10 to finish off today. And I did the bulk of them yesterday. It didn't take me that long. Actually, I sat down and I watched a video by Enkutch. that was recommended by the Canuck Show, and it was actually, it was really good, and he took it, like, section by section. So he kind of went around everything, and it was a good video. So check out his video for the data fragments, and so I got my...
Yeah, I probably won't watch it.
Spoiler alert, my sword and my barrel. So...
I was just on the crapper, and I was watching a data video about his thoughts on the War Mine expansion.
Okay.
And I think his portion about the story is basically exactly how I feel. Just about the... Like, he's tired of fighting these god creatures in the story missions.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like Zol, like, that should have been a raid boss. Or something along those lines. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I just... to me, the story was kind of short. It was kind of lame. They made a lot of shortcuts that a lot of people don't like. But it was fun.
Yeah. What was I going to say? The story leaves a lot to be desired, but there's definitely been no shortage of stuff to do, like, afterwards. I mean, I've just... Every time I sit down PvE-wise, I feel like I have... There's something that I need to accomplish.
The PvE is pretty... it's in a better spot now. The PvP, however... No.
We were playing last night, and it was rough.
Yeah. The matchmaking sucks. The whole flow of the game sucks. It's just... Maybe I'm just over it. You know, maybe it's just not for me.
I think you are. I think you're over it, bro.
The PvE is fun, to be honest. Like, you know, when me and Stu and Rocker were running through the story, and it was pretty fun.
I was playing PvP, and we've talked about this, like, kind of like offline here, but I was playing comp by myself, and I was winning, and actually felt really good. But then we were playing... earlier this week, and who was it? It was like me, Rocker,
me,
Broke, and who else?
Me
and Stu.
Yeah, it was Stu.
And sorry, I thought that's who it was. Oh, that's right. Yeah, because you tweeted Stu. Sorry, but like, so we played, and we just got fucking whooped up on. Like, there were games.
Yeah, that was us last night.
We were all like 0.6, and we're not like horrible players. You know, we're not like...
As one person in the party that night said, average at best.
Yeah, that person can suck it, because I got a little emblem that says, like, I'm a 1.62. And before that night, I was actually starting to...
Whoa, settle down, bro.
Hey.
No one likes a show-off, bud.
Jeez.
I'm actually pretty good... For the most part at that. I mean, I'm not any kind of, like, god tier, but I think I'll hold my own, but that night was... No.
No, it was awful. It was really awful, and that's because I think, you know, we had talked about, like, what they're doing is they're taking... You know, if you've got a team of four, it feels like they're taking... They're stacking the team of single players so they don't get rolled over by a team of four without taking into account... I don't know. It just did not feel good, and it was the same thing last night when I was playing with Kev and Lissom, and it was just not fun.
It's just I feel like the whole PvP kind of lost its
way.
It's slow. I think the two primary system is just boring as hell. Like, to me, it's boring to switch. Like, oh, let me go from my auto rifle to my hand cannon. Oh, that's fun. Like, instead, when you had a shotgun or a sniper or a fusion rifle, you could make a play. Mm-hmm. You had ammo. You can slide in, get a couple guys, and maybe you die.
I don't know. I felt like I was making some plays. I mean, I've been playing a lot solo to get the break up the PvE grind to try and get like a catalyst, which I haven't gotten yet. I don't know if any of you guys have gotten any catalyst for anything, but it has been
yep.
It's been nothing. What'd you get, Stu?
So I actually got a couple. I got the Darcy, but then I also got the Skyburners.
Oh, really?
Look at this guy over here.
I think I got the Skyburners, at least. I don't really remember. But I know I was using it, and you know, the way that you said it, you don't really find it that interesting. The other night I ran a raid, and the entire way through, I had a hand cannon and Skyburners. And Skyburners, when you aim down sights, it fires very slow. Like, mm-hmm. donk, donk, donk.
It's like a grenade launcher. If you fire
from the hip, yeah, basically. But if you fire from the hip, it's like bang, 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 like really fast. So between that gun and the hand cannon, I was really having a good time. Like, it felt, I don't know, it felt good.
In PvE, though, right?
Yeah, PvE. In PvP, it's still just, I mean, you know, you got your Graviton, but otherwise it's auto rifles. It's still aerials, still, for me.
Hey, I'm fine with that because I like that gun, but I've been rolling a lot with a shotgun now in PvP, and that feels, I think it feels really good. But like I said, the better games have been when I'm playing solo, which is crazy. I mean, hopefully things will feel a lot better this coming week when it's Iron Banner. That has happened on Tuesday.
I know it's kind of like beating a dead horse, but I really hope that when or if Destiny 3 comes out,
yeah,
please make it 60 frames per second. Please. If it's not, I will literally not even buy it. If it's still 30 frames per second, I'm not even going to buy it. I'm not even going to bother.
Okay. You have unlimited mark frames on PC?
Yeah, but there's nobody on PC.
Yeah, this is true.
Kev, I'm going to be honest. I have a little bit of a hard time taking you super seriously with your emo finger there.
You like that? It's slowly growing out.
Kev over here with his nails painted black for the listeners.
No, he fucking crushed that thing.
I know he did. Anyway. Well, Kev, you shouldn't have put your finger in there. I'll also leave that to our listeners to decide where that went.
I know. It was kind of a tight space. I shouldn't have shoved it up there, but I had to do what I had to do.
Hey, these things happen. You gotta put some work in.
I know.
Yeah, so you guys did raid the other night. How'd that go? Besides, you know, Kev, not making it. Everybody left him.
Let me tell you, we had such a laugh. Oh my God, we were laughing the whole night. We were like, yeah, we got his hopes up, and then pulled the rug out from under him. No, I mean, I don't know. We were all online and, I didn't send out any invites. That's all I know. People were antsy. People wanted to get moving. You weren't committed. So
100%.
It wasn't like I could be like, no, wait for boost.
So first of all,
boost, if I was there, I would have totally been like, you know what, guys, I know. We need to wait an hour and a half.
Like, I mean, you know, I mean,
first of all,
no, hey guys, no.
I got a fancy car. My wife might want to party tonight.
First of all, I don't really care. Second of all,
he doesn't really
care.
They said
we're going to start around 10 o'clock, right? 10 o'clock, start time.
Yep.
I get on, you know, it was like 10:27. I'm sorry. I was a little busy.
These things happen, you know.
Things happen.
We started at 11 tonight. We're supposed to start at 10:30.
You know, it happens. I come on, I sign on my Xbox. Mm-hmm. Get everything set up. Get ready to go here.
Preach.
I get a party invite from Meef.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm like, all right, here we go. Let's do this.
Let's go, man.
I joined the party maybe like 7 minutes late because I had to run up, get some water quick, go to the bathroom.
Dude, you got to hydrate.
Okay, so
you got to hydrate while you're raiding. Full bladder.
I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. Let's do this. All right. I hop in the party. I'm like, wait. And I hear voices. I don't recognize a couple of the voices. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, let me see who's in the party here.
Who's this?
Stu. Okay. Broke.
Okay.
Right. Meef.
Usual suspects.
Awesome. Sweet.
Those guys are good raiders. The
party going here.
Got some A-team guys in there. Gotcha.
I see another player I didn't recognize.
Okay.
Then I see another player I didn't recognize. I'm counting the names. I'm like, oh, six. Oh, and then I count my name. Oh, I'm seven. And then I hear, "Hey, I'm on the plate." All right, okay, all right, off the plate. I'm like, "And these guys are fucking raiding already." So I left and played Call of Duty by myself.
So you heard us saying, "I'm on the plate." By the time that you got into the friggin' party, we had already gone through the Castellum and were involved in the first encounter. So, I mean, you're not helping your case very much here. First I was on your side, but now I'm like...
Guardian down. 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 Guardian down.
All right. Stu, we're going to need you to move over there with Baroque and switch places with Rocker.
I'm not saying that it's because...
Guardian down. Guardian down.
I'm not saying it's because we did it without you, Boost, but that was one of the smoothest raids I've had in a long time.
Listen.
I mean, I got good loot. Nobody really screwed up. It was nice.
The two raids that I did went smooth as can be. All
right? That's right.
Just saying.
You're a smooth raider, baby.
But, in all honesty, I didn't really care.
We did play PvP last night. That was nice, because I haven't played with you in a while.
Yeah.
I saw you were on. I saw Brad was on.
I got Brad on, yep.
I was like, let's do this. But I couldn't stick around as long as I wanted to, because I had to get up this morning and wait in line for about 2.5 hours for tickets for my daughter's dance recital.
Lovely.
And that sucked. It's like the worst fucking system ever. That you have to do that. You just sit there and they come and they hand you a number, then you go and pick out your seats. Like, so stupid. And I do it every single year. I'm over it. Fucking over it.
You'll probably do it next year.
Probably. No, actually, I think she's going to go to another dance studio next year.
Yeah, move schools, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to move. Move to a different area.
You're moving?
So she can go to a different dance school.
Okay.
No. But, yeah, so I would have liked to have played a little bit longer, but I think the point of this whole thing is that we're playing, and that is a lot of fun. Yeah. And so I feel like I need to move over there to PlayStation and try and give that guy a little love.
Well, that might not be a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yep.
I have been playing a lot of Call of Duty lately. And did you see the Black Ops 4 news?
I did.
The big reveal?
Mm-hmm. Boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground. Back to the roots.
Call of Battle Royale.
Yep. There's going to be a Battle Royale mode. That's pretty cool, actually.
Did they give any specifics? Campaign.
Yeah, there's no campaign.
No campaign.
Specific.
Really?
That is kind
of... That's really weird.
That's crazy, because there's a lot of people that really like the Call of Duty campaigns.
I'm going to give you a fun fact.
I mean, they're pretty good campaigns, generally.
The one of the co-leads of the studio, right, was saying back in 2006, 90% of the community played the campaign, and only 10% played multiplayer.
Wow.
Now, since 2012, those numbers have completely flipped. So 90% of the people play multiplayer and only 10% play campaign.
Yeah, and there's a lot of work that probably... There's a lot of money that goes into
a lot of money
campaign, yeah. So it makes sense.
So instead, they're taking every popular map from Black Ops 1 all the way to Black Ops 3, mm-hmm. and they're putting them all together in a big, giant Battle Royale mode map.
Holy shit.
It's going to be all different maps that we've seen before. And
so they're all kind of connected to each other?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's going to be like Nuketown, and there's going to be all different, you know, firing range, all different maps within one big giant map.
Wow, that's crazy.
And all the characters from Black Ops 1, zombies too. Zombies characters, zombies guns, zombie. It's all going to be in there.
How much is that included in the base game? Because I know you were saying like there was something that was like... Was somebody joking about like a $100 map pack, or was that?
Yeah, it was
a real thing. Okay, I didn't. Yeah, know, I didn't pay.
Multiplayer, the battle royale, and zombies is all in the base game.
That sounds pretty cool. I might get some of that.
And then DLC for multiplayer is free. Free maps.
That's awesome.
But then there's going to be a season pass for zombies.
Okay.
So you have to pay for extra zombies DLC.
All right.
Well, I kind of like that because I don't really play
zombies either, so that works for me.
Yeah.
It's going to be a busy fall, guys, because if the new Destiny expansion is, I mean, obviously, we're all going to play it, I'm sure. Kev, I don't know when.
I'll probably play it.
Yeah, that's not going to be 60 frames. But, so that'll be out. Then we got Red Dead 2. I know there's a lot of people that really like that. Forza Horizon.
Have they said how big the posses are going to be? Is it going to be posses of six? Or
I think they're going to be some pretty big posses. A posse is usually pretty big.
I remember hearing about big posses.
Yeah.
And I'd seen some pictures of a few big posses, but...
Yeah.
I mean, most of the posses I saw, they all had beards.
Oh, they were hairy posses. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Nice. Definitely hairy.
These things had been, like, out in the sun. They were ripe. These were ripe posses.
The video I saw, there was a lot of them, like taking their horses through streams and stuff like that. So, I mean, I don't know if you're into that, but they looked, like, those posses look really wet. I don't know.
So, definitely a lot of wet posses.
Yeah.
Red Dead 2, everybody.
Red Dead 2. Get in the fall.
Expect much more of this content in the fall. Yeah.
But anyway, Forza Horizon, what, 4?
Forza Horizon 4. Tokyo Drift.
I'll definitely be getting that.
Battlefield 5.
Probably skip,
have a, skip probably, it. I'll probably skip it, but it will have a Battle Royale mode as well.
Cool thing.
Shocking.
Anthem isn't coming out. Anthem is coming out in spring of 2019. And so if that's everything that they say it's cracked up to be, then that will definitely be
and,
something to look forward to.
Borderlands 3.
Yes.
Borderlands. Got pushed to 2020.
Oh, really?
Yes. 2020.
All right.
And it may not even be at E3 this year.
No.
That just occurred to me. We're like a few weeks away from E3. That's pretty awesome.
The developer said he's not going to reveal anything Borderlands 3 at the thing. He's like, I'm going to say now, I'm not going to be there. And there's going to be a bunch of you out there who are going to choose not to believe me.
Yep.
So, we'll have to talk about some E3 stuff. I don't really know what's there, but I'm sure IGN or somebody probably has a list up there of what games are going to be there. But I'm always excited. I try to catch it live, but it's always nice when they put those kind of montages of all the game trailers together.
Yeah.
So, I love a good game trailer.
Makes me horny.
Yeah. Makes my dick hard. Sorry.
What the fuck, guys? Come on.
I'm sorry.
You guys want to learn stuff?
Oh.
Oh. Yeah.
Surprise, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you guys were talking about, you know, your boners and stuff, so.
Hey, I got to stay on brand.
I'm going to fart, so I'm going to mute the mic real quick.
Okay.
Do we have the music still, or?
Oh, shit, sorry. I know that usually, like, throws you off, but...
Yeah, well, it's not the same without it, right?
All
right,
here you go.
All right. So it's been a while for learning stuff with Stu. But this week, we're gonna go and celebrate the royal wedding that happened a couple days ago.
Very topical. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. So this is
a lot of people got problems with that.
Okay. Listen, man, I think it's weird because you guys fought a war not to pay attention to that country, and now you guys are all over that royal wedding.
We're like best friends now.
Yeah, it's weird. So anyways, we're going to go over to the UK, and we're going to learn about the English fireman. And the English fireman is, instead of using lube for lotion, you use hot sauce.
Ooh.
Now this doesn't really, it specifies perform anal.
Oh,
but it doesn't specify what kind of hot sauce. So I think that's open to interpretation. You want some
red hot?
So it's, you know, yeah, little Frank's Red Hot. I put that shit on everything.
I think out of all the hot sauces, Frank's Red Hot is probably the most viscous.
Mm.
Unless you're talking like sriracha, because that is a little.
Well, sriracha is like, yeah, that's thick. You know, that's a real thick one. So I don't know.
That's what she said.
I think I'm more of like a Tabasco kind of guy, you know, just a little.
It's a little watery.
Yeah, but I mean, it's...
That's kind of a pussy sauce.
Well, that's the point. So, the English fireman.
All right. Well, you heard it here, that folks.
That was submitted by Woody Taternuts.
the expert on the subject.
Woody Taternuts. Funny thing, before we get off of video games, so while the whole thing was going on Friday night, I'm sitting at dinner with my make-believe friends, and I just keep getting all these messages for, like, join this person's party, join this person's party. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, why am I getting all these, like, messages for this? And it's because Dylan has been playing on my account. So he's, like, all about Fortnite. So they're back and forth. Like, they'll do dueling Fortnites on the PlayStation TV and then on the Xbox. And then he just leaves it on. So people think that I'm on. I'm like, meanwhile, Kev missed out on the raid, but I'm getting party invites. I'm not even at fucking home. So, feels bad because I got rid of my other Xbox to get the Switch. And now, like, he could have had his own Xbox to go play. We could have been doing duos together. So, that kind of sucks. But I was looking at Xboxes, like, refurb. They're actually not that expensive. So, who knows in the future. Another funny thing. This is completely unrelated to video games. I'm sitting down here, and I'm looking for my data fragments. And Josh comes up to me. And he whips out his little wiener, and he's like, he's like, "Dad, is this a widow mouth?" Like, on the end, he's like, "Is this a widow mouth?" And I'm like,
"Yes,
yeah, buddy, it's like a little mouth." He's like, "When it gonna talk?"
Not until you're 18, son.
Yeah. No, it's going to talk before then.
It's going to talk much to you.
It's going to talk to him before he even knows what it's saying.
It's going to
be like, "Dad, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Look at this thing. Gosh. Something happened. I don't know. And it's all swollen."
Then he started, like, making it talk. He's like, "Hey, what's going on?" I'm like, "Buddy,
oh my God,
put your pants up, please." Oh, God. That kid is a riot.
I was talking to Rad the other day. I'm like, I don't even know what I would do with a boy if I had one. Like, I've just seen, like, there's vaginas everywhere.
His house is just dick and balls everywhere you look.
Brad said there's cocks everywhere. He said his wife comes out of the bathroom and there's a penis in her face.
Yeah.
It's not even Brad's.
My two boys, they're always, like, whipping their dicks out. It's crazy. Crazy. Let's do a little, on that note, let's do some housekeeping.
What the fuck?
Housekeeping!
No, thank you, sleeping.
Housekeeping!
Please go away, let me sleep for the love of God!
Alright, everybody, we have a website, dadtalespodcast.com. You can go there to find links to all the stuff, Patreon, Discord. You know what? I don't know if you know what a Discord is or not. It's a place where we kind of, like, chill, you know? We, like, tell it like it is. We say good morning a lot. say good night. Keb leaves. He's out of here. He just rage quit the show, apparently. You know what? I think he left to try and get into the Discord.
But or anyway. someone invited him to raid, and he's 37 minutes late.
Anyway. Go find that stuff. Gamersups.gg. If you need, like, you need something to give you a little bit more energy, maybe you're feeling a little run down, you know, you could put some cilantro asparagus, which is one of their new flavors. Mix that up.
That's a pretty good one.
Oh, my God. You'll be, like, you'll be so awake, and you'll be rock hard when you do it. So.
Speaking of cats. She just walked by my feet and stepped on my power strip and turned my computer off.
So anyway,
get out of here.
That's gamersubs.gg. Use the promo code DTP to save yourself 10% off. Now, people.
Have you tried the new flavor?
What new flavor?
Oh, you haven't heard?
No.
It's called cat piss.
Mmm. That's good.
I mean,
that's good.
It's, it kind of tastes like lemon lime.
Okay.
With a little bit of tang in there.
It's got that nice, yeah, that nice little tart.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, I like that.
A little bite.
It's nice.
Yeah.
You feel it in the back of your sinuses.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can smell it for like days.
It's got a nice aftertaste to it.
Yeah.
All
right. You guys ever look at somebody and think, that person smells like cat pee?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like a picture of them and you're like, yeah, that person smells like cat pee.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Cat. That was one of those
he's gone
celebrity meme tweets.
He can't keep his cat off his power cord. So, song of the
week. Everywhere.
Song of the week. New trailer came out this week for Bohemian Rhapsody, the Queen movie. And it looks pretty damn good. If you like Queen, fantastic. And you're fucking excited about it, the Mr. Robot guy. I don't know his name.
Yeah.
Remy something?
Rami something?
Yeah. Plays Freddie Mercury. And he actually looks like him. Except, like, his eyes are a little bit more buggy than Freddie Mercury didn't have buggy eyes.
His teeth are a little too.
But, yeah, he has prosthetic teeth in there.
Yeah.
But, man, it looks really good. I'm excited.
Nice.
So this week is Queen songs. Because we love Queen.
Who doesn't?
It's people that don't know what the fuck they're talking about, apparently.
I want to, you know what we should do? We should put out a poll after this goes out.
All right.
But when you post the episode, put a poll in there.
All right.
Do you like Queen? Yes or no?
All right.
All right. Just simple. Yes or no.
All right.
That's it. So I want to find out who doesn't like Queen, if there's anybody out there.
And if you do, then just...
you can go fuck yourself.
If you don't, then go fuck yourself. Just unfollow.
Yeah.
Fill out the quiz, unfollow.
I don't want you listening to the podcast.
No.
Just leave.
It's a pretty hard line.
Bitch.
Oh.
Still make sure you download the episode every week. But other than that, unfollow us from every fucking thing else.
And leave a 5-star review.
Yeah, leave 5-star reviews.
Really helps the show.
Leave a 5-star review, you piece of shit.
I don't think we linked our Patreon.
Go to GameSubs.gg and use DTP. Cocksucker.
Throw us a couple bucks a month, wouldn't you?
You fucking asshole. How do you not like Queen? So, you guys want to
you want to do your songs?
All right, let's do it, yeah.
Yeah, because we're trying to escalate that protocol. Who wants to go first? I'm going last.
I'll go first quick if you want.
All right.
I just got to find the song I picked because I don't remember.
You should sing a little bit of the song.
Under pressure. If you want to find a fucking awesome song on the internet, go onto YouTube and look up Under Pressure Vocals Only. I think I probably talked about this on the show a long time ago, but it's just Freddie Mercury and David Bowie singing. You could kind of hear the track in the background, like maybe in their mics. I'm sorry, maybe like the mics are picking up the songs in their headphones. But other than that, it's just the two of them singing, and it is fucking bananas. Those guys are so talented.
I'm on
your
mute.
Song boost.
Yeah, I was on mute the whole time.
Sorry.
Ah, okay.
Nice. Real professional. 98 episodes in.
I'm sorry.
Professional? What?
Sorry.
Poor. All right, so.
I can't even talk. I'm so worked up.
My song.
Okay.
Is Now I'm Here by Queen. All right. Here I stand. That's my song.
Added to the playlist, bro. Added. Okay. Who next?
I'll go.
Okay.
Don't Stop Me Now.
You son of a bitch.
I know, right? It's that good. It's that good.
Because I'm having a good time. Don't want to stop at all. Great song, dude.
I like how it's just... about him being a raging homosexual.
Don't stop me, I'm having a good time.
He's gonna make a supersonic man out of you.
Yeah, he is.
That's Oof. Right.
It's like Rob Halford from Judas Priest. Everybody's like shocked. Hey, that guy was He was gay. Yeah. Did you listen to the fucking songs? Yeah,
like, for real.
I like in Rockstar with Mark Wahlberg when he goes in. Have you guys seen that?
Yes.
Oh, God. Yeah. It's such a good movie.
Spoiler alerts, though, who the hell, what, 18-year-old movie?
Yeah,
for me.
It's such a good movie. But it's actually like the story of Judas Priest, kind of, where Rob Halford was leaving the band and they got this guy to kind of fill in for him. Who was just like a fan. I think he was in like a tribute band or whatever. So it's kind of loosely based on that. But basically Mark Wahlberg goes in there and the other guys are kind of like, they're kicking, I don't know if they were kicking the lead singer out because, I don't know, because he was gay, but I don't know. But so they get Mark Wahlberg and the guy has like this big, you know, like long rock star hair and he takes his wig off and Mark Wahlberg's like, "You were gay?" He's like, "Yeah, did you even listen to the songs?" It's like, "You think Kim was about a girl?" Like, it's such a good movie. But it's the same thing with like any of those songs. Like, listen to the lyrics. You'll get it. Not that there's anything wrong with that. All right, Baroque, what do you got?
I've been between a few different songs, but I think I'm just going to have to go with the classic of Bohemian Rhapsody because, you know.
There you go.
You can't go wrong there.
You cannot.
I mean, Judas Priest, you got another thing coming. You know?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, he does.
All right. Now I got to decide on what song. There's so many great songs here.
You were probably like me. I'm like, sat there and started going. It's like, all right, there's Fat Bottom Girls. There's this.
Do we want to like break protocol and pick?
Yeah,
two
my
each?
Bicycle race. I was just like,
yeah, we could pick a couple each. Fuck
we are the champions. I mean,
all right, I'm gonna go with "The Show Must Go On." A little bit of a slow song, but it's one of my favorites. It's just because it's just got such a big like. Show must go on. All right, go ahead.
All right, so my second pick.
Okay.
Gotta give it to Somebody to Love.
Somebody to Love.
I'm gonna need another minute now.
All right, you got one, bro?
I think I'm gonna have to go with, if it's on Spotify, the theme song to Flash Gordon.
Flash Gordon? All right, hold on. Yeah, I think it is.
I think it is, too. I think it's like the only song if you look at Flash Gordon. Like,
yeah, Flash's theme.
But that's Flash. Fine, because... you fill in that like last part with like one of like 15 different lines. That's a great movie just because the soundtrack is all Queen.
So, years ago at a job that I worked, there was a program that every time you would open it, it would come up with a Flash player error. It would like come up with this Flash error on everybody's machine. And whenever that would happen, we would always go... Flash. Ah.
All right, I can go twice here. Okay, I could do my second one now. shit.
So could Freddy.
Yeah, you could. I'm going to go with the song that I choose is The Kind of Magic.
Oh, good one.
There you go.
Straight off the Highlander soundtrack. Also, I wanted to go with Who Wants to Live Forever, but I already picked a slow song for the first one.
Is it...
it's up to you, Stu.
Did anybody pick Fat Bottom Girls?
No.
I mentioned it, but that's all.
Well, if you know me.
They make the world go round.
I'm the kind of guy who can tell no lie. So, yeah, I'm picking Fat Bottom Girls. Girls,
you make this rockin' world go round. And that puts us at 200 songs, gentlemen.
Nice.
And cool. Queen was so good.
Yeah, they were. So good. We were talking before you guys got on. I was talking to Boos, and I was telling him how pretty much this entire week, since Moon had mentioned that band Ghost, I kind of went down that rabbit hole and have not been able to get out. That band is so fucking good. so good.
There's some, like, and it's the thing, you look at them and you're like, oh, I'm expecting to listen and it's going to be like Slipknot or Mudvayne, you know, and then like you hear it and it's like, excuse me, what? That's not at all what I thought they were going to be. Yeah.
And what's crazy is that they, unbeknownst to me, they played in Philadelphia last night at a big festival, and they were the second headliner behind, who is it? Alice in Chains. And they just fucking blew the roof off of the place. I was looking on social media and they were like, you know, Ghost should have had more time. They should have been the headliner and not Alice in Chains. I mean, so there is no like, Lane Stanley. It's just Jerry Cantrell pretty much, you know, I don't know if they have like another singer. So, but they had this huge fucking, I put it in our DM, the picture.
They go all out for their shows.
Amazing.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, they got banned in parts of the United States for one of their songs because they wanted a choir to sing in the background. And then people were like, oh, yeah. And then they started looking into the band and went, we're not doing that because, you know.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
And it's the song He Is, which.
Yes.
Seriously, that song is just fantastic.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
And like, if you watch the video, it has the choir in the background singing, and it's like, I would love to see this, like, just live, because, I mean...
Yeah, I was actually looking, and they have, well, they are not going to be, like, they played here last night, and then they're out in the Midwest, and then they go over to Europe, and then they are back in Brooklyn, they're in Los Angeles in November.
Yeah, they go to L.A.,
and then
they totally skip where I'm at. I was like, oh, I'll go see. Because I think that'd be like one of those, like, I'll go by myself. But
closest for you would have to be L.A.
Yeah. But
they're going to be in Brooklyn in December.
Yeah, and I'm going to take a 14-hour trip to them.
Brooklyn isn't that bad.
Maybe I should put out maybe I'll put out a Twitter poll. Who has better, you know, face paint, ICP or Ghost?
Oh, boy. I went down a bit of a Juggalo rabbit hole on Reddit, too. I didn't listen to any of the music, but I'm just fascinated by, like, the Juggalo culture. I don't know what it is.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know if you put on a, like, ICP song, if I could even identify it, because I've really never listened to it. I had friends who did it in high school, but I didn't.
I couldn't tell you one of their songs. Never. But I work with a guy... And I only really see him maybe a couple times a year when we get together for like work events or our national meeting. And he's always like, he's probably like, he's late 40s. He's like, yeah, you know, I just got back from the meeting of the Juggalos. And I'm like, really? Because like, you look at this guy, you would not think that he was down with ICP. But he is. And I like, we're at the airport and he's got like Hatchet Man tags on his fucking bags and stuff. Like, okay, there you go.
So every time I see him, you go, whoop, whoop.
I have no idea what that means.
That's apparently a Juggalo, like, you know,
that's a
calling thing.
It's a Juggalo greeting.
It's a mating call. It's a Juggalo mating call.
Well, that's the thing. Whoop. Like, on Reddit, like, on some of these sites, they show, like, people at the concerts just, like, just straight up, like, fucking, like, in the middle of the concert, like, in the crowd. Like, it's crazy. I don't know. I've never been to anything like that.
I only know the whoop whoop thing because I watched, it was some group was like, I'm going to go see what this is all really about. And it's like, the Juggalo culture. And it's like, I told a guy who, like, once he goes, it's like, wow, you stand out. But, you know, it was kind of one of those just like, okay, you know, this is portrayed like this, but it's really not as bad as it, you know, really comes across. They're all really this and that, you know, really positive piece. And it was kind of interesting.
I'm just itching to go to a concert. I haven't been to one in like a long time. Our buddy Gru, he was at some concert this weekend, like on the beach. I don't know if you guys saw that on Twitter. There's like a fucking pool there, and it was like right on the beach. Like, it was like it's like a What's Up Dude fest, or I don't know what, I forget what it was, but it looked pretty dope. I don't know. Are you guys going to any shows or have anything planned? Kev, you go to more shows than we do. It's probably 311 this summer.
Yeah, they're playing with the Offspring.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That'd be a good show.
And I think around here they're playing Offspring and Gym Class Heroes are going to be with them.
Yeah, that's the whole tour.
That sounds like a pretty good show.
Yeah, they're playing at PNC Arts Center August 5th or something, I think.
Are you listening? Is somebody listening to ICP in the background?
Oops. No, I wasn't listening to ICP. I was checking. I was building some of my playlist. I thought I was on mute.
Checking out Ghost, weren't you?
No.
Oh.
I think I'm gonna. I think I'm gonna buy the their new album on vinyl. It comes out June 1st. They actually, if you go on their website and you want to pre-order the new album, you can get it on vinyl. There's actually different kinds of vinyl, like colored discs and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You can get it on vinyl. You can get it on CD. You can get it on 8-track. And you could buy it on cassette.
The 8-track thing awesome makes sense. That? If you look at their video, like music videos, they all look like they were like from 1970s. And but, you know, it's a vibe they have, and they're all really good songs.
Yeah, so thanks, Moonvald, for... I actually messaged her. I was like, thank you so much for making me go down this rabbit hole all week.
I feel like they're one of those... one of those bands just had that just has, like, a really strong, like...
Following.
It's the darkness.
It's caught up with them because they've been around for like since 2010, I think.
Something like that. And what's funny is that they weren't big in America. They were huge over, you know, seas, just not here. And then their new album and like the song that Moon actually picked, Circe, actually has like shown up in America and like people are like, this is awesome. Where did this come from? And.
I love looking at it though. Like when someone tells you about a band you had no idea about, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh shit, I have like 4 or 5 albums to go back through before any of this news. Like they have a new album coming out, but then you have all this like back catalog to go through, and it doesn't really happen that much anymore.
Well, yeah, and what's funny is like someone asked them about like, oh, you're only popular because you know your giant get up, and then it's like, honestly,
that their songs are pretty good.
No, and he was like that. That's what he was like, honestly. We could have the biggest gimmick all we want. If our music sucks, no one's going to care.
Yeah,
and it's exactly. Like, dang.
The music is really good. The guy's got a fantastic voice. The fucking guitar riffs are so catchy. And like I was saying before, like watching some of their videos, they do like like the classic 80s metal, kind of like the guitarists all line up, you know what I mean? And they start doing like the back and
forth. Yeah, they have like that Kiss thing, like, you know, like, oh, we're really all this. And like, you listen to the music and it's like, yep, that is not what you expect when you see them, but they're good.
So that's pretty good. There was something else I wanted to bring up too. Let me check my notes here. Because I know we're trying to keep it light tonight. I have some gamer tags here to go through real quick.
Nice. It's been a while.
If I may. House Dilla, a.k.a. Arisen Phoenix, sent me over. He's been tagging me in a bunch. He tagged me in like 3 of them this week, and they were all really good.
Ooh, I have one too.
Okay. The first one he sent over was Dong Wizard. So that's a great one. And then next was Porto Johnny.
Okay.
And then this one, the last one he sent is Ingoing Sausage.
He must be on PC because you can get away with a lot more over there.
No, this is on PlayStation.
Really?
Yeah.
Even Dong Wizard?
Dong Wizard is on. No, Dong Wizard's PC.
There you go.
And then the other two are on PlayStation. Hey, let's play a little game. What class do you think Dong Wizard is?
Titan.
I'm going to go with the Titan because it's not going to be a Warlock.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. I don't know.
Dong Wizard is a Titan. Porto Johnny.
Porto Johnny's a Hunter.
Hunter.
No, I'm going to think that's a Warlock.
It's a Hunter.
Ah, dang.
You guys are good.
I knew it.
Ingoing Sausage.
That's a Warlock.
Warlock. There's a lot of thought behind that name.
Hunter.
Wrong. It's another Titan.
Damn it.
Ooh. Okay. All right. That's it. That's all I got. Hey, thanks, Dilla. Appreciate that, buddy.
I have one, too.
Nice.
We were playing with him. I think me and Brad were playing against him.
Okay.
His name was Hits from the Bong.
One of my favorite Cypress Hill songs. There's water inside, don't spill it. Smells like shit on the carpet, steal it. God, I used to listen to the shit out of that when I was in high school.
Yeah, Cypress Hill?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was... Okay, so when I was working at Home Depot, I was walking back by the offices where, like, the store manager was, and out of the office, I hear Insane from the Membrane being sung, and it's like, you know, you stop, and it's like, who the hell is singing that? Go back and look in the office, and it's actually my store manager was singing Insane in the Membrane, and it's like...
Insane in the brain!
Yes, she was over there, Insane in the Membrane, Insane in the brain. Like, and she was going, and it's like, but you, like, you have to go, and it's like, excuse me, like, you know, because she did not look like she would be listening to Cypress Hill, ever.
Hey, you know what? Cypress Hill doesn't know any, like, they cross every boundary. One last thing that I think we'll bring up, and then we'll get the hell out of here. This is something that made my blood pressure rise this week. Ooh. Baroque posted something.
Oh, yes. I was going to bring this up.
And it really upset me. And that is this new Thundercats Roar cartoon. Some things, I don't know. Like, I just feel... I know that there's been other iterations of Thundercats.
Nope, they've only had one other remake, and that remake was different. But it was decent.
They were still it was badass, right?
Yes.
And so this is by, like, the same... Is it the same people that do Steven Universe? Because it looks exactly like Steven Universe.
I don't know if it's by... It didn't look like the same people, but the main person doing this, like, I'm a huge fan of Thundercats, and I'm going to call... him out on that and going, if you were, you would not be making this.
And he has a man bun on the top of his head. And it looks awful. Like, I don't know. Anyway. But it just doesn't... Like, the whole point of things like G.I. Joe and Transformers and Thundercats and whatever is you had these, like, badass... These badass, like, heroes, right? And now it's this, like, cutesy, fucking jokey... I don't know. It just doesn't do it for me.
That was the whole thing with Thundercats and, like, He-Man. You look at them and they're like, okay, you know that guy could destroy everybody. And yet they use their brains to outsmart the bad guys. And, I mean, I was really disappointed when I watched, like, the first, like, 30 seconds. And it's like, oh, my little slicey sword thing. And I'm like, they're already dissing the Sword of Omens.
Yeah, exactly. It's like... This is my slice stick. It's the Sword of Omen. Like, oh, come on, man. It's the Sword of fucking Omen. Sight beyond sight. Gives you sight. You fucking turn into a badass when you carry it. I just think some things don't need to be remade. And I know that is sounding like a really grumpy old man to me, but I really don't give a shit.
This one was the way they're doing it. It's like, I don't mind you remaking stuff. Like, they remade Teen Titans, which was a great cartoon in Teen Titans Go. And, yeah, it's goofy and kids like it. And I'm like, all right, whatever. You know, they have fun episodes with that, but, you know, whatever. This is taking something, and I mean, I don't like the art style. I don't like... They made, like, Lion-O sound like he's been, like, smoking crack since the show went off the air, and now he's on this. I mean, it doesn't look good. Except, like I said, the only good thing to come from this is now I could, you know, me looking like this can cosplay as Lion-O, you know?
I mean, I don't have nearly the strong feelings that you guys obviously do. I would have liked to see it done differently, but... you kind of hit the nail on the head with something there in the comparison to Teen Titans Go. Kids like it. So, I mean, if kids like this one too.
That's what Lion-O looks like.
I understand what he looks like.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Kids are going to like it. My kids are going to watch it. I'm going to have to watch it, I'm sure.
There was something that was floating around when, I don't know, people were upset about something. I don't know what movie it was, but it was like, and it was a completely flippant comment like, boy, isn't it great and convenient that all the best things were made when we were kids? And it's like, it's all relative. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
So we're going to sit there and look at it and be like, oh, how could they do this? This was something that was sacred to me and blah, blah, blah. And okay. I mean, you want things handled with a certain level of care and love even, but I mean, fuck, I don't know. The world moves on. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, I know. I know. We're just being fucking grumpy about it.
You ever watch an old cartoon from the 80s? The animation is like, Jesus.
Awesome.
It's like, You understand
the intro for Thundercats was made by like the same studio that turned into Studio Ghibli, right?
That's fine, but I mean, there's just something that doesn't translate to modern audiences.
Here's the
kids
thing.
Today are not going to sit through something that is structured the way it used to be.
I get it, Stu. And here's the thing is that the cartoons we had made us into men. Like, that was like Thundercats was like, yeah, fucking yeah. Like, this Thundercats is like, it's just not, I don't know. But I had mine. That's fine. I had my version that I grew up with that I love. If this is somebody else's version, it's not mine. I don't have to like it. They're not.
Oh, it looks like horseshit.
They're not making it for me.
See, I think
don't get me wrong, but
I think my problem is just they're not. It doesn't seem like they're treating it with respect. Like they redid DuckTales. The way this redone, my daughter loves it. I watch it with her. I actually like it. Is it the original DuckTales? No, but it's good. This. I'm going to have a hard time even watching because...
Yeah, but it's not for you. That's the thing. Like, I mean, you're going to have a hard time watching, and it's Cartoon Network is going to be saying, that's fine. Does your daughter watch it? You know?
Out of five of that.
I remember...
Guys, I hate to break it to you, but we're not in that target demographic anymore. They're trying to sell us Buicks and golf clubs and shit now. So, like... Just get over it.
Yeah, Transformers are now Mercury Sables, but that's the thing. Like when Transformers came out, I remember everybody was all upset. Like that doesn't look like Optimus Prime. And could you imagine what a Transformers movie would have looked like if it was like a boxy ass fucking like Transformer? You know what I mean?
1984 like, Peterbilt.
It was just like a box came out of the arms, and then the head flipped out of the thing. Like the Transformers were. You know, the movies aren't that great, but the Transformers themselves and the CGI was good. So, I mean, I get it.
I mean, plus they had the voice, though.
It's just an
old rant. They also had the voice.
Yeah, it's just an old man rant.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it. I do.
So, Kev, you don't have an opinion on any of this?
No, I'm just watching Ghosts. I'm watching a live video, and the bouncer and the... Like they're playing it, and the bouncer is like just like, you know, like usually bouncers don't get into the music,
no,
but he's totally into it.
That's awesome. All right, let's wrap it up there, guys. That is it for us for this week. We'll catch you next week with episode 99.
Wayne Gretzky.
Should we say? Oh. I think it's fair enough. We could probably say. Kind of around what we have planned for episode 100. So we're thinking we're going to do a live show. It is more than likely going to happen at 10 o'clock Eastern on June 1st, I think we had discussed. And so be there or be square.
Yeah.
So that is a thing that's happening. So 10 o'clock Eastern, June 1st. Live show. Of course, we're going to be recording it, so you'll if you can't make it to that, but we would love to have you guys join us. That is yet to be determined if it's going to be on like one of our personal channels, or there is a Dad Tales Twitch account, so maybe we'll get that kind of active and out there. And so more on that next week. And
ooh, yeah,
that's it. Baroque, where can people find you at, buddy?
You can find me all across the interwebs complaining about this new Thundercats at Baroque Reaper.
All right, Stu, how about you, man?
Mostly on Twitter, occasionally in the Discord, at Stugatzo, STU_GATZZO.
Don't forget the underscore. Boost.
Real quick, I just want to congratulate the Vegas Golden Knights.
Fuck yeah, dude.
They made hell it to the yeah. Stanley Cup final.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
An expansion team. First year ever in the NHL. They're good player. I mean, I know.
Yeah, they're good players.
They changed the expansion rules, but I love it because it's a team of 20 guys that a bunch of other teams said, we'll be okay if we lose you. No, we don't like you, but we'll be okay losing you.
We can let these guys go.
Just like the runs to the litter.
Yeah.
God, can you imagine if they win the whole fucking thing? That's crazy.
I'm chaotic neutral, so that is perfect.
Yeah,
that is exactly what I would do.
After they beat the Sharks, I'm in full blown Golden Knights mode right now. I want them to go all the way.
You guys seen like their pregame shows?
If you're going to be full blown, they're awesome.
Their pregame shows are ridiculous. They have like a knight that does battle with different things. He like does battle with a shark.
It's Vegas, right?
It's
right. It's awesome though. That's good for them. Boost KDB. Everywhere and anywhere.
Awesome. You can find me at JC Jesse. You can find us at Dad's Tales and DadTalesPodcast.com. I did have one other thing, but I'm going to save that till next week. So then, I'm just going to save it till next week. So look forward to that. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. We are going to get out of here and we're going to go play some Destiny because we have a protocol to escalate.
Oh, that protocol.
It's going to get so escalated. It's going to escalate quickly. Be excellent to each other, everybody.
Stay fresh.
Can't wait to fail at round one again.
We gotta get it. I have faith in us.
I'm going to play Black Ops 3.
No, you're not.
Oh.
Come on.
It's not four people anyway.
Someone shit on the coast!